A feeling of impotence and cynicism in the face of globalist control was reflected in a mid-2014 Gallup poll, which gauged Americans' eroding confidence in their leaders. Public confidence in all three branches of the federal government had fallen to record lows. Only 29% expressed confidence in the presidency, down 7% from a previous rating of 36%. Discontent was also registered for the other two branches of government, with the Supreme Court gathering a 30% approval rating, while Congress remained in the single-digit column, with only 7% expressing confidence in that institution. The failures of centralized government aside, many feel it is long past time for the American people to cast off the blinders imposed on them by the corporate mass media and view the reality of their death-dealing society to truly move toward a future that values life over death. Be warned, this could lead to a new and shocking worldview, as many may learn that the much-discussed New World Order is simply the Old World Order. The means of exercising power are the same, only the technologies have changed. The Caesars and kings of yesterday became the robber barons of the 19th and 20th centuries, who in turn have become the corporate owners of today. These self-styled globalists believe themselves to be more enlightened, entitled by heritage, and therefore more worthy than others to rule the world. And through their ownership of the multinational corporations that control governments and even our food, water, and pharmaceuticals, they are drawing immense profits even as they poison and sicken whole populations in their pursuit of depopulation. The globalist-instigated American culture of death must be turned into a culture of life. This is Paul Bamer. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Population Control, How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us, by Jim Marsh. This program was produced by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. Executive Producer, Katie Ostroka. Copyright 2015 by Jim Marsh. Production copyright 2015 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.